Choose to let go of the things creating unhappiness in your life. Today on Growing Hope, we move closer to the balanced life by making purposeful choices to release the unwanted things that are holding us back from all of our possibilities.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing in a few moments each day to build up lives in purpose and on purpose. I am Catherine Lang, and I know that you have a unique design. When you uncover your heart seed, that uniqueness planted in you at the beginning of time, then you are that much closer to living out your design, your purpose, your uniqueness in all the world. We all have a unique design, which is why we have to make the choices to take the steps into that design. Nobody can lead us into it. Nobody can show us the way. We can learn from others. We can get advice from others, but our way has to be our way. And you only find your way when you're willing to release the unwanted things that are getting in that way. So release the unwanted traits, the unwanted expectations, the unwanted commitments, the unwanted habits, and the unwanted stuff. You can make more of your day when you make the purposeful choice to let go of the unwanted. It doesn't matter how it came to you. If you don't want it, then let it go. Set it free and set yourself free in the process. Now, I've inherited a lot of stuff over the years, in part because I'm the one that can adjust my schedule to go and do the cleaning and the clearing and the sorting. And oftentimes, I would get one load sorted and released when I would turn around and there'd be another one sitting there. It was always hardest to sort through what I knew meant something to someone else. I mentioned before that I had gotten some plants once from someone, but I hadn't been able to get them into the ground before they died, and it hurt me because I felt like it showed a lack of appreciation on my part for their efforts. So when it comes to the wanted stuff of others, I struggle to honor them and the people and their ideals through their stuff. So I don't want to be unwanted of their wanted. But it can't be all about them. I can't keep things just because they kept them. I can't hold on to something just because someone else held on to it. Family treasures have been passed down in our family from generation to generation. And one such gem was a massive piece of furniture that my sons and I took to calling the cyborg. It took 6 people to move it when it had to be moved. And we only had one wall in our whole house where it could be placed. We had to plan the rest of our furniture around that piece of furniture. Nobody else in the immediate family even had a wall that it could fit on. So it sat in my home. Until one day, I decided that if I didn't want it and others didn't want it, it was dishonoring to keep it. So we let it go. I let go of a piece of family lore when I released that ginormous piece of furniture. But it was a relief to let it go. Just because it's been in the family or it's been part of the history or it's even been part of your life doesn't mean you have to keep it if you don't want it. Be okay with letting it go. When you keep what you don't want, then you limit your ability to invest in what you do want. Why let the unwanted hold you back? Why give the power of your journey to something other than yourself? ultimately, you're the only one that can decide. Ultimately, you're the only one that has that power, but you can relegate that power to other people and to other things when you make the choice that they're going to be in control. Unwanted for you doesn't mean it's a bad thing or that it's a waste. It just means that in your life right now, it is not for you. In your life right now, it's not working. It's okay to let go of unwanted things, even if it's only for a season of your life. Don't allow the unwanted to be what limits the desires that you want to fulfill in your journey. You have to choose how you will invest what you have. If you hold on to the unwanted, then you're limited in where you can go. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, we will embrace the release of the unwanted. Growing Hope will be back after these messages. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where today we are letting go of the unwanted to make room for the possibilities. I am Katherine Lang, your focus coach. I help you define your focus and live bold in that focus. Connect with me at coachforfocus.com to learn more. Your journey is defined by you. Whether it's finding focus, taking steps, making plan, or letting go. The great thing about letting go of the unwanted is that you get to decide. If someone else tells you that you have to keep it, let them come get it. My friend had the challenge of going through her mother's stuff after her mother passed away, and her mother had a lot of stuff. Her mother had two households of stuff. And she was an only child, so there was nobody else she could pass the task on to. It was her job. So midway through the process of sorting it out and getting ready to release it, a neighbor came by and explained that there was this one particular furniture that just could not be sold at the yard sale. You have to keep it. It has a history with your family. Now, my friend kind of snickered, thinking that the neighbor was just giving her a hard time. But the neighbor went on and said, your mother wouldn't want you to sell that to a stranger. You should let me take it for you. My friend wasn't sure if she was supposed to be shocked or annoyed at the situation. So finally she said, hey, if you want it, I tell you what, I'll give it to you at half price. Turns out it wasn't as important to keep the furniture as the neighbor first declared. other people are going to try to tell you what you have to do. And that includes dealing with the unwanteds in your life. The unwanted in your life can be stuff or habits or how you are. But you get to choose to let it go no matter what the it may be. So make the choice today to release the unwanted. When we were treating our pool with the BBB method, bleach, baking soda, and borax, I did some research and found a natural way to care for my hair. I have a lot of hair. And for most of my life, I'd been told that I had to treat it with all these different types of products in order to get it to behave. And let's just face it, on some days, it didn't matter how much product I have. The humidity of Alabama was going to dictate what my hair was going to do. The products became a burden for me, and they definitely became a burden for my wallet. And so I decided I didn't want them anymore. But the first time I told someone I wasn't using chemicals or products in my hair, it did not go well. You can't do that. But now, 4 years later, I'm more likely to hear someone say, "How do you do that?" It wasn't easy to walk away from the normal path because others were telling me what I had to do. And others will have an opinion about what you have to do, what you want, what you don't want, all aspects of your life. You have to decide for you. First, release the unwanted traits. Those are the ticks or the attributes or the attitudes that you don't want and that are keeping you from doing what you do want. Sometimes you have to release the attitude so that you can release the tick or the attribute. Because remember, as a man thinks, so is he. I've always wanted to be thin and tall and lanky. And I had a friend that was that very thing. And I always admired her. I was always in awe of her. But she hated it. It's like that most of the time. What we love in others, we hate. They hate, and what we hate about ourselves, others love. But as the years passed and my physical attributes became even less thin and less tall and less lanky, I focused on the negatives. And I kept focusing, even though I'm a positive person, I speak positive, I believe in positive, until a few weeks ago, I was focused on the negative. And then I made the choice to release the unwanted attitude about my attributes. I made the choice to embrace where I was, even while taking the steps to get to where I wanted to be. And the most amazing part was that when I let go of the unwanted attitude and focused on what was right, then changing what was wrong became easier. I began to make the choices for the better path. You can release the unwanted traits when you get the mind tuned to a better dance. So next, release the unwanted expectations. And this may sound easier than it is. Because throughout life, people have been telling you what you need to do, what you should do, what you can do, what you can't do, what you have to do, and you compound those expectations with your own. But not all those expectations are wanted. My grandmother once informed me that you could love a rich man just as easy as you could a poor man. Her expectation that I marry up became a burden that almost caused my destruction. Again, it was a change of focus that changed my direction. I quit looking at the bottom line and began to focus on the heart. It didn't change her expectation, but it did allow me to make the choice that changed my life. Never let unwanted expectations have control. The third thing is to release the unwanted commitments, at least the ones that are keeping you from doing what you know to do. I mean, there are going to be unwanted commitments that you have to do, like, you know, turns out you have to feed the kids every day, sometimes as often as 3 times. But I'm thinking more of the unwanted commitments that are blocking your potential for more. It's saying yes to a social event because you're expected to say yes and missing out on the event that you were really excited about being a part of, because you've made a commitment to something else. So look at what you've committed to do and look at where that commitment is leading you or what that commitment is hindering you from doing. Is it wanted or are you doing it because? Every time you consider a commitment, pause long enough to weigh the wanted versus the because. The fourth thing you need to release is the unwanted habits. What do you do that you don't want to do or that you know is not the best or even the good? I have a habit of sitting on the couch to eat breakfast, which also means I watch TV, which also means I watch the next show, which sometimes means I waste more time than I wanted, but it also built in a habit of eating in front of the TV. So if I'm sitting in front of the TV, my body thinks it's time to eat, and it was a vicious cycle. I didn't want to do it, but I did it. And when I was home alone, I did it. I was even more likely to do it because I was here and I could. But then I decided to let go of it. And I had to make purposeful choices to eat my meal at the table. And sometimes even at the picnic table, because the further I was from the situation, the better chance I had to follow through. I had to make the choice to release the unwanted habit I had allowed to form through my choices. What unwanted habits have crept into your life? And finally, release the unwanted stuff, because stuff is a heavy burden in most of our lives. Even when we don't think we have much stuff, especially when we compare it to the Smiths or the Joneses, we still have a lot of stuff. If you don't believe me, go pack up all your stuff in boxes right now, and you'll get an idea of just how much stuff you have. Really want to test? Move every few months. Just ask my sister-in-law about that one. One of the ways you can have less stuff is to get rid of what you don't want. It seems simple. It seems plain. But man, for some reason, we invest a lot of energy into making it complicated. If you don't want it, let it go. One of our local communities purchased a great building. It had amazing architecture, and it was in the perfect location. And then they found out it was going to require way more financial investment to get it ready for their use than they wanted to put into it. So instead, they chose a different location and moved forward. But they held on to the building. They didn't want to release it because what if? What if? So they held on to it, wasted money keeping it up, and wasted opportunities for letting it go. Today, they're still holding tight to it, to something they don't even want. You can't hang on and move forward. You can't hang on and take off. You can't hang on and have what you want in your life. You have to let go. And you start by letting go of the unwanted. There is no reason to hold on to things that are holding you down. Stay grounded. Or take off. It's as easy as the next choice you make. Growing Hope needs to take one more quick break. And when we come back, we will firm up the choice to fly.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang.
available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.katherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to today's final segment of Growing Hope, where we're making the choices to let go of the unwanted. I am Katherine Lang, daring you to take the step you want to take to live your big dream goals. Are you ready to take flight? Visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com to get started. You are unique in all the world, and you are designed on purpose and for a purpose, but you can't fly if you're hanging on to the unwanted stuff in your life. And the unwanted stuff is going to cover you up and cover you over and sometimes smother you. I watched as a close friend allowed the expectations of the people around her dictate what she did. The expectations of others dictated where she went to school. The expectations of others dictated the things she chose to do in her life. The expectations of others on her began to trickle down into the lives of her children. She never let it go. And years later, we found piles and piles of passionate creativity is the only way I can describe it. It had been shoved away in a box that had been built by the expectations of others. See, the box built by the unwanted can be hard to break out of. But here's the amazing thing. The first choice will begin to weaken the box. And the next choice will weaken it a little bit more until all of the little bits, all those little choices, add up and break you free. You can release the unwanted. You can release the unwanted traits, the parts of you that can be changed, and the attitudes about the parts that you can't. You can release the unwanted expectations, the demands put on you by others, and sometimes by self. You can release the unwanted commitments, the events, actions, activities that are no longer for you, or maybe never were. You can release the unwanted habits, the things you started doing a little bit at a time, and now are in the way of what you want to do. And you can release the unwanted stuff, the clutter, the presents, the inherited, the gathers, the space takers. You can release the unwanted. You just have to make the choice to let it go. I applied for a job that I really wanted, and I got the job. I had been part of the organization before, and I was excited to be back in the situation and moving things forward. And then I met with the leaders, and the leaders explained their new rules. Even though the new rules were not good for the participants, it was not good for the individuals, it was not good for the organization, they still were going to require them because that's what they wanted. Now, I wanted that position, but I didn't want the burden of the expectations. So I made the hard choice to walk away. And later, when I saw the damage that had been done by those unwanted rules and expectations, I was thankful that that wasn't part of my legacy. You have to weigh the unwanted against the journey you're on, and you have to determine what's best for you. If you decide it's unwanted, then make the courageous choice to let it go. Until you make the choice to let it go, it will hold you back. Once you know it's unwanted, find your way to let it go. Now, if you need a boost of encouragement to release your unwanted, please connect with me on the Growing Hope Radio Facebook page or email me at contact@growinghope.com. I will never be able to tell you what your path is or what your unwanted is. But I do make this commitment. I will be willing to walk alongside you as you define your way. Sometimes that's all we need is someone to be there with us. Thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to growing together into this balanced life, in purpose, on purpose, and for a purpose. We can and should be so much more than we are right now. And we will be as we let it go, whatever the it is that's holding us back, and we begin to take flight into all of our possibilities. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to tell you that hope makes a difference, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. It breaks them down. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.